What an opportunity to tell you my story. I have always been blessed with abundance, even before I knew what it was, abundance. Through my husband's job, we got to travel all over the place. And one of the places that we were in Madrid. And there, behind the buildings where we lived, there was a colony of gypsies. And they were just really so poor. And every time we came out of the apartment, they would be outside with a baby asking for money. And when they ask for money, a lot of people ignore them. But I just could not pass them by, and I would give them. And they said, don't give them money. They're just going to do this or that. But I felt that my job was to do my part. What they part did with the money I gave them was their business. And then I asked all my friends from the embassy if whenever they had any clothes to give away or anything from their household that they needed to get rid of, especially when they got ready to move to another place, that I would welcome that stuff. So we had a third bedroom that I used to call the junk room. And now it was always filled. And whenever the gypsies came by and they said, I need new clothes for the baby, somehow I had baby clothes. I had men's jackets. I had men's shoes. I have children's clothes. And I don't know why, but I never gave it a thought of this abundance. It was like a secret place that just kept replenishing themselves. Then when we got ready to leave, I had to give everything away. So then we went to Malawi, to Africa. And it was one of the places that they said, bring everything you think that you ever need. And I just went to the store and I bought boxes and boxes of Band-Aids and aspirin and disinfectant and anything that I thought I might need in Africa. Well, I had a lot of patience, and I never hesitated to give somebody an aspirin or whatever medication they needed. I had it. One of my gardeners, when he was working there, he had his shirt. The only part that was whole was the sleeves and the collar and the top of the shirt. Everything else was in strips. And I really could not have somebody working in the house looking like that. So I went through my husband's clothes, and I saw that shirt that he had not worn in a while. So I gave it to him. And then my husband came home from work, and he said, isn't Patson wearing my shirt? And I said, yes. I just couldn't have him working like that with that shirt until we get him uniforms. So it was always, and I thought, if I'm going to give his shirts, they better don't wear them around the house. And so I had the medications, and I never thought of thinking, well, they might have allergies, they might have this. If they need it, I gave them to them. And they said, do not give them more than 2 aspirins because they think if 1 is good, 2 is better, and maybe 5 is much better. So I would give them 1 at a time. And one time my gardener's daughter, her leg was burned, and it was very infected. So the first thing I did was wash it off. And I know that she needed penicillin. So I went to the pharmacy and I asked the pharmacist to give me a prescription of penicillin pills. And he said, no, you need a prescription. And I said, you can see this little girl, her leg is going to fall off if she doesn't get penicillin. And she said, no, you bring me prescription. And I said, I am not going to pay the doctor $10 for you to sell me penicillin for another $10. And it is your countrymen. No, sell me that medication. And as small as I am, my heart is very large. My determination is very large because everybody in the pharmacy said, give her the medicine. So I walked out. I never thought, well, she might be allergic to penicillin. But no, I gave her the penicillin. She got well. And the supply of medications, it was never ending. I don't know how I pulled out all these medications for 3 years. I medicated half the half the country. So that's my story.